Oh yeah. Welcome to another episode of the Paul Howe Mindset. Airing every Thursday on the Anchor app. Yeah. On this episode of the Paul Howe Mindset, I will be discussing on why we need to honor our hip hop legends right now, not after they pass away. Let's get to it. Hello world. It's Paul Howell from the Paul Howell Mindset. And I wanted to discuss today what we need to do right now. We need to honor our hip hop legends right now. Let's not honor them after they pass away or when they start getting real sick or something like that. Let's honor them right now. Since I guess, you know, this is the year of the comeback, at least for Soulja Boy, we need to start honoring our hip hop legends and shed a light on the contributions they made to music as a whole and to the culture. If you haven't been paying attention, Soulja Boy was one of the first, if not the first person, to make a come up off YouTube musically. Way back when YouTube just started. Last decade. And a lot of other artists have followed in his footsteps. All the artists you probably listen to now have went on YouTube to get their start or at least get noticed. Justin Bieber, he got found off YouTube, right? So let's honor our hip hop legends while they're here. You know, I was talking with my best friend. I'm going to just say that's my brother because I knew him for over 20 years now. Talking to my boy Amp. And we was conversating about this. We was like, man, we need to start honoring people like Master P. Master P made it cool for people to wear camouflage. Everybody wanted a tank. Everybody wanted to be part of the No Limit. He did it on his own. He did all that on his own. He had a vision. And he created a new wave and helped the South come up during that time. Between 96 and the year 2000. But people don't really want to talk about Master P, Silk the Shocker, C-Murder, Mr. Magic, all those great artists that came from No Limit, Mystical. I mean, they had, it seemed like every time they brought an album with people that were signed to the record label, everybody went platinum. Cain and Abel, I had all the cassette tapes. I mean, we can go back even a little further. LL Cool J made it cool for guys to, you know, to rap about love and relationships and things of that nature. He also made it aware that we should, you know, put the cakes down and the soda down and get in the gym. I mean, come on, the guy's fucking ripped. You know what I'm saying? Let's just call it what it is. But he made great music throughout the time, you know? He's a staple in hip-hop. He has a star in the Walk of Fame for a reason. I mean, hell. And I want to talk about one of my personal favorites because I'm from Akron, Ohio. You know? In the year, what was it, 90? I believe it was 94. Bone Thugs and Harmony, the first mumble rappers. You know, but if you listen closely, of course, you can hear what they say. But Come on, let's give the credit where the credit is due. Bone Thugs and Harmony were the first mumble rappers, and everybody wanted to rap like them, and everybody wanted to do what they do, and we were all trying to rap the songs, and they had great classic records. And they're the only group to rap with, to have a song with Eazy-E, Notorious B.I.G., and Tupac Shakur. Look it up. Look it up if you want to. But Bone Thugs and Harmony were the first, were the only group to do it. Now, I know recently they, you know, they were beefing with Migos over the internet. You know, we seen Beast Bone pull out the shotgun and things of that nature. And Lazy Bone made a diss track. But I truly believe right now, if Bone Thugs and Harmony came back together, because B2K is coming back together to do a tour, Soulja Boy is coming back. Well, he's not. I'm gonna just say he's back. If Bone Thugs and Harmony came back and they, you know, somebody gave him some beats that, you know, like the Migos use or whatever, and they came back with some new material, they'd be back. They'd be really, really back. Trust me when I tell you. Listen. All you need is that one record, and then people are going to go back and be like, oh man, they got a lot of great records from way back when. The Crossroads, Thuggish Ruggish Bone, East 99. I mean, if I could teach the world, look into my eyes. Look. I can spend all day naming all the Bone songs because I was definitely a fan. You know, For the Love of Money with Eazy-E, Thug Love with Tupac. You know, the song is Bone and Biggie, Biggie. Bone and Notorious B.I.G., Notorious Thugs. Notorious. Nothing but the thugs. Come on. You can't tell me some shit like that won't pop right now. If Bone did a song with Drake or something. Come on, man. We gotta give these people their props. Now, remember last decade, for you know, people that's about my age, 35, whatever. Last decade, everybody was hype about, oh man, Lil Wayne got the mixtapes. Lil Wayne put out so many mixtapes. He got so many albums out. We have to give props to the one that at least I know who was doing it first. 50 Cent. 50 Cent was putting out fire mixtapes. I didn't really know about them because I'm from Akron, Ohio. I didn't know this, but I learned about it when he came up and Wangsta came out. Then we started to learn more about him and his first album, which was one of the best albums that's ever been like brought out. Get Rich or Die Tryin' is one of the best albums ever. You can say what you want. I don't give a shit. Get Rich or Die Tryin' was one of the best albums ever. One of the few albums that you can listen from beginning to end. Okay, the albums I could listen to from beginning to end in my lifetime, I could name about four. T.I.'s Paper Trail, 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Tryin', Confessions by Usher, and J. Cole's, what's the album that he brought out back in 2014? Oh, 2014, Forest Hills Drive. There's ones I can think of right now. But I know people will probably, you know, comment and say, oh yeah, remember this album, remember this album? Okay. So, we have to honor our stars, man. We got to honor, like, Diddy had brought so many people out from Bad Boy Records. I mean, look at the hits. I mean, 112, they have so many classic records. We forget about Total. I had the biggest crush on Total when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? Oh my goodness. Total. Notorious B.I.G. You know, we didn't appreciate Craig Mack until he was gone. Lil Wayne just did a song that the beat was from the Special Delivery beat that was from G Dep from the Bad Boy record label. You know? Look how we honor Tupac. Now, I think Tupac could still either be rapping or he'd be probably doing something very productive. Probably like one of the biggest actors, man, because he can act too. But Tupac was one of the most transcendent rap artist to ever do it. And that's definitely what helped. I mean, yes, we got to give props to the guys that came before him. You know, Big Daddy Kane, Slick Rick, you know, Kumo D, Sugar Hill Gang, people like that. You know, it wasn't for them, for people like that, we wouldn't have some of the great hip-hop records we have today. You know, I appreciate the Nas. I appreciate the J. Cole's. We appreciate Kendrick Lamar. Definitely got to appreciate Kendrick Lamar. We got to appreciate the Drake's, you know. Drake is not just a rap artist. He's an artist to me. He's not just a rapper to me. He's an artist, you know. A lot of these rappers that came up, they were inspired by some of these people that came out from back then. 3-6 Mafia, you know, 3-6 Mafia got Juicy J came out from that. Come on, we gotta do better. We gotta support our artists while they're here. Not after they're gone. You know, I'm playing a lot of Whitney Houston songs after she passed, because I forgot how great she was. Same thing with Michael Jackson. And I apologize for forgetting about the greatness of their music and how great they were. You know, Mac Miller. We have to stop that. You know, oh man, since they're not doing nothing right now, or since they're not the hottest thing out, we just want to push it to the side like they never mattered. Master P matters. Young Money matters. Death Row mattered. Bad Boy matters. Nas matters. LL Cool J matters. Tupac matters. Snoop Dogg matters. Come on. I mean, where do we start? The Doggy Style. Snoop Dogg went to No Limit. He has some great records there. He did songs with Justin Timberlake. The song Signs, I still listen to it now. Him and Pharrell had a couple great albums. He did a song Sexual Seduction. Come on, that was like, he did it with the I think that was auto-tune, you know, they put the plastic in your mouth. Come on, man. But it was Snoop Dogg. I'm surprised he hasn't had a star on the Walk of Fame sooner. We gotta appreciate people like Snoop Dogg, man. Everybody like, oh yeah, we Snoop Dogg big up, been on that. Dr. Dre had the album called The Chronic. You know? We gotta appreciate NWA. We gotta appreciate 2 Live Crew. You know? A lot of artists got inspired from 2 Live Crew's music. You know? You know, when that loop come on back in the day, of course I was too young, but when I grew up, I was like, okay, you know, I get it. It was on. On the dance floor, we gotta appreciate Juvenile too. We know Juvenile run wasn't that long, and you know, Jay-Z was doing his thing too. We gotta appreciate Jay-Z too. I think we do appreciate Jay-Z now. That's why I haven't really talked about him, but we appreciate Jay-Z now. I'm talking about the people who don't get enough appreciation, in my opinion. You know, Juvenile, that high song came out. You know, oh, well, who is these guys? Cash Money Records, Cash Money Millionaires. Who is that? You know? Then Back That Ass Up came out. Come on, man. You can play that now. When the beat starts, you know what it is. Get to the dance floor, find somebody to dance with, or be sad. You know? Juvenile was that guy at one time. He was everywhere too. It's that whole Cash Money thing that it got messed up, money issues. I don't want to get in all that right now. I'm just showing appreciation. Lil Wayne, you know, Lil Wayne helped hip hop really cross over. Also, I'm saying 50 Cent did it too, and a lot of other countless rappers. I can't think of right now, but Lil Wayne. When you hear Lollipop, Come on. That helped hip hop crossover too. Plus that the Carter 3 album was great. I just think that year that T.I. Paper Trail album was better. From front to back. You know? The South. Speaking of the South, last decade, you know, the South really came up. Outkast had that great, you know, had the great album, Speaker Box Love Below. They were doing, I mean, of course, they called themselves Outkast, so they did something that was like unordinary, you know? A little bit after Outkast, you know, you had your T.I.'s. T.I., you know, trap music and everything. You know, Young Jeezy with the classic album, Thug Motivation 101. I mean, when they came out, we was loving it. Can't forget about Lil Jon the Eastside Boys, man. Crunk Music, Crunk Juice. I mean, Ludacris. Ludacris is doing his thing, too. Ludacris had a great record, had great singles to bring out records every few years. You know, Gucci Mane came with that other trap music too. You know, Gucci Mane, a lot of people came up through Gucci Mane. A lot of people are inspired by Gucci Mane. We gotta appreciate these guys. Like, it was a time where we was like, oh man, Gucci Mane this, Gucci Mane that, but now Gucci Mane is out, you appreciate Gucci Mane more. We have to appreciate Eminem. I don't know if Eminem be able to rap about the same. I don't think he'll be able to bring out the same material that he did back then now, because things are different, you know, with how people are and how people get offended. But yeah, Eminem made it, was like, you know what, I'm going to say what I want to say. And Dr. Dre took a lot of risks with Eminem. But without that risk, we wouldn't have Eminem. We wouldn't have the greatest of Eminem. And a lot of other, you know, rappers, you know, white rappers are coming out and they have talent too. And it, you know, it was okay. I mean, because Vanilla Ice, he came and went. So a lot of people are like, oh, okay, we don't want to do that. But we have to appreciate our guys. We have to appreciate our men and women of hip hop. MC Light. You know, Lil Kim. We gotta appreciate Lil Kim. Come on, man. Everybody, people wanted to forget about, like Lil Kim wasn't like the baddest woman in the hip hop. Don't give me that. She rap with Biggie, and she can actually rap. You know, the brat had mad skills. Jermaine Dupri put a lot of people on. You know, Lil Bow Wow came out, had all the little girls and, you know, buying records, and he did his thing. He did his thing. Thanks to Jermaine Dupri. You know, we got Queen Latifah. You know, Queen Latifah does more acting now, but Queen Latifah, you know, helped women feel empowered and things like that through her music. So, if there's any other rappers and R&B singers, I'm gonna just throw R&B singers in there, that you can think of that haven't received a lot of love in a while, show them some love. Make an Instagram post, go on Twitter, put it out there, make a video. These guys helped us grow up. They told their stories. Oh, thank goodness, I almost forgot about the Ghetto Boys. It's Scarface. You know? Come on. NWA. E-40. I mean, was that mumble rap? Whatever. E-40, like, come on. I had a couple E-40 albums. I listened to a lot of E-40. Come on. You know, and then there was a time where Houston came up. Remember? Still tipping on Fofos. Mike Jones had everybody calling that number. Yeah, everybody call that number, man. Paul Wall, Slim Thug, Kamillionaire. Yeah, yeah. A lot of those. I'm telling you, man. Everybody wanted a grill. I don't want to hear. They made getting grills nice. I know people had grills or whatever, but when they came out with the grills, everybody wanted a grill. People still get grills now because of them. I said it. And then we got Nelly. We need to show Nelly some love, man. We need to. Come on, man. Nelly brought a new style. He brought a new style to rap. He did. Though you can't sit there and tell me that we going down, down, baby. Old Street in the Range Rover. Street Sweeper, baby. You can't tell me that wasn't the shit. You can't tell me Dilemma wasn't the shit. We heard that hot shit. Come on, man. Don't sit there and tell me that Nelly didn't contribute to the rap game. At first, a lot of people were like, man, that shit corny. But then they copy. Just like Soulja Boy. Oh, he corny. He came off YouTube. But then they copy when they saw it was successful. I'm just saying, man. Nelly had classic albums. And he did a country song, man, which was a hit. All in my head. I'm thinking about it over and over again. I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. I love it, man. You know, we gotta appreciate it, man. Let's not forget where we came from. Let's go back and listen to some of these great classics, man. If you're at work and you're able to listen to music, go to your playlist. Add some Nelly songs to your playlist. Add some LL Cool J songs to your playlist. Add some Nas. Add some Jay-Z. Add some Scarface, Tupac, 50 Cent, Biggie, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Gotta say Bone Thugs and Harmony. Add some Do or Die. Let's not forget about Do or Die. They came after Bone. I feel like they copied a little bit, but hell yeah, I was listening to Poe Pimpin' and trying to rap like them, even though I was probably just mumbling. But hey, that's mumble rap, right? That's mumble rap. I'm just saying. So they did it first. Appreciate our rap history. Because if we don't do it, no one else will. This has been another episode of the Paul Howe Mindset. Have yourself a great week. Exercise. Eat healthy. Enjoy your life. Go to work. Work hard. Just take care of yourself, man. See you guys next Thursday.